Chapter 4. Spilling the Beans. Jonah's eyes are lit up like light bulbs. He jumps to his feet and runs over to Jack, flinging his arms around him.
Jack! He cries. I've been waiting to meet you forever!
Jack looks surprised, taking a step back.
Me? Well, that's a first.
I get up and walk over to them. Jonah, let him go, I say, because Jonah is still hugging Jack tight. Thankfully, Jonah listens to me and drops his arms. Prince wakes up and runs over to Jack. He starts to sniff his falling apart sneakers.
How do you know me?
Jack asks, looking from Jonah to me in confusion. Before Jonah or I can explain, Ada comes out of the kitchen.
There you are, Jack!
Ada says, holding a pot with both hands.
I thought I'd have to keep lunch warm for you.
Sorry, Jack says. I was playing football near the market and lost track of time, but then the rain started.
You play football?
Jonah asks. I don't. But I play soccer. Not well.
Jonah, I whisper. I think this place is like England. I bet they call soccer football here. Jonah grins.
Oh, cool!
Jack nods. I'm really good at football. I can give you some pointers after lunch if the rain stops, Jonah.
Awesome!
Jonah says. He looks happy. No, he looks ecstatic. I remember what he said earlier about Jack being the big brother he's always dreamed of, and I feel a funny twinge.
Am I a little jealous?
Of Jack?
No.
Maybe. Ada sets the pot down on the table, and Jonah, Jack, and I sit down in the chairs. Jonah makes sure to sit next to Jack, gazing up at him admiringly.
Jack, Ada says, when it stops raining, I'll need you to take Princess Milka to the market and sell her for a good price. She's not giving any more milk.
I'm sorry to hear that, Mum, but I can do that if you need me to.
Jack responds. Aw, Jack seems sweet. And I can't help but notice. He's kind of cute. I like the way his golden brown bangs flop over his forehead, and he has a nice smile. His accent doesn't hurt either. I shake my head, trying to push these thoughts away. I'm in a fairy tale. I need to focus.
I just have to take my right sneaker before I go. Jack is saying. The sole completely came off. My foot got soaked.
Ada frowns.
If you get a good price for the cow, you can buy yourself some decent used sneakers from the thrift stall at the market.
Wow. So sad. I feel lucky that I never have to worry about having money for food or new shoes.
Thanks, Mum, Jack says.
Abby, Jonah whispers.
What's a mum? It's how they say mom here, I explain.
Oh, he says. Now I get it.
Ada is about to sit down at the table when she smacks her palm against her forehead.
I forgot the plates and spoons. Where is my head?
She asks.
Too worried about money troubles, that's where.
When Ada goes back into the kitchen, Jonah turns to Jack excitedly.
Jack! Jonah whispers. Guess what?
What?
Jack asks. Jonah has a huge smile on his face.
After lunch, you won't have to worry about holes in your sneakers ever again.
Uh-oh. What's he doing?
Huh?
Jack asks.
Why not? On the way to the market, Jonah begins, you're gonna meet a man who will trade you magic beans for Princess Milka.
No, Jonah, no. Jack laughs.
Magic beans? I would never sell our only cow for magic anything. You're funny.
No, I'm serious, Jonah assures him. You want to make the trade for the beans. You'll end up with gold coins and...
Jonah, I whisper.
I reach across the table to nudge his arm.
Don't spill the beans.
Ha! Jonah says.
What beans? Asks Jack, looking confused. No beans, I say. Let's not talk about beans.
Doesn't the word beans sound like a word you'd say when you mess up something? Jonah asks. Like, I just broke a glass. Oh, beans.
Jack! Ada calls from the kitchen. Come carry the plates and glasses.
Sure thing, Mum.
Jack responds, leaping up to help her. I turn to my brother. What are you doing? You said you wanted to be super careful.
I am. I'm being careful not to mess it up, but I can tell him what happens, 'cause it happens.
It's just better not to say anything, I say. Fairy tales are tricky. You never know what can mess it up. Jonah covers his mouth with his hand. Ada and Jack come back to the table. Jack sets out the plates and glasses.
Oh, Mum, listen to this, Jack says. Jonah told me that on the way to the market, I'm going to meet a trader who will sell me beans for Princess Milka. He says the beans are magic. How fun is that?
What? Ada shrieks. Absolutely not. There is no such thing as magic beans.
Crumbs.
She shakes her head.
There are lots of scammers at the market these days. You know what, Jack? You stay home and play with your new friends. I'll take the cow to the market myself. No one will try to rip me off.
She shakes her head with a grim laugh.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, oh, no, oh, no.
Sounds good, Mum,
Jack says, digging into his food. And there we have it. The trickiness in action. We've been here for 10 minutes, and we've already messed up the story. I shoot a look at Jonah.
Beans, he says.
The pottage turns out to be a vegetable stew. The portions are small because there's so little of it to go around. How nice is Jack's family that they're sharing their food with us when they have so little? That makes me feel even worse about messing up their story. Jonah makes sad faces at me while we eat, so I whisper,
"We'll fix it. Don't worry."
After we're done eating, we help Ada clear the table. Then Jonah, Prince, Jack, and I head into the tiny living room. I glance at Jack. He doesn't look upset about not being able to get gold coins. He probably doesn't realize that it was true. I watch as he does some pretty fancy footwork with his soccer ball.
Jack's so good at footy, I don't even mind him playing in the house,
Ada says, smiling at him as she heads to the kitchen. Jonah is mesmerized by the shabby, scuffed ball at Jack's feet.
How'd you get so good at soccer? I mean, football? Jonah asks Jack.
My dad taught me when I was small, Jack responds. We played all the time, but then he died.
Sorry, Jonah and I say at the same time.
I get sad if I talk about my father too much, Jack adds, so I try not to.
Poor Jack. That horrible giant killed his dad and stole his money, leaving Jack and his mother with nothing. And now we've made it worse for them. Prince barks, trying to chase the ball that's under Jack's feet. Jack laughs, crouching down to pet him.
You have the cutest dog, Jack says.
Woof! Prince agrees. He rolls over on his back, and Jack gives him a tummy rub. Aww, could Jack be any sweeter? And did I mention how cute he is?
I wish we could have a dog, but we can barely feed ourselves, Jack says.
He pets Prince's floppy ears. Poor Jack. I glance at Jonah. He looks as miserable as I feel. We have to fix this somehow.
Jack, honey, come help me put the heavy pot in the sink, Ada calls from the kitchen.
Jack gives the ball a gentle kick over to Jonah and goes into the kitchen. As soon as Jack is gone, Jonah turns to me, his eyes troubled.
Told you I mess everything up, Jonah cries. I wish we'd never gone into this story. I ruined everything for Jack.
Shh,
I say, "Listen." I trail off. But what is there to say? Jonah kind of did mess up by, yes, spilling the beans. About the beans.
"Now Jack won't get the magic beans," Jonah adds, his voice rising. "And that means no beanstalk, no giant, no gold coins, no goose that lays golden eggs, and no magic harp. They'll be poor forever."
He's right. But I can't tell him that since he feels bad enough. And I kind of feel like the giant owes Jack.
"We'll come up with a solution," I tell my brother.
"We have to." I stare out the window at the drizzle, thinking. If only there was a way to get the beans ourselves. That would solve everything, right? We'd get the beans, give them to Jack, and...
Ah! Ding, ding, ding! I got it!